Iowa's unemployment rate is still higher than a year ago, but there are signs the job market may slowly be improving. Unemployment here has hovered at 6.8% for the past 3 months, but job fair organizers say they're seeing more interest in hiring from Iowa employers than a year ago, especially among those looking for short-term workers. Even before the doors officially opened for the annual Veterans Day career fair in Des Moines last week, job seekers were already beginning to mill around the atrium of the large county-owned building that hosted the fair. There were plenty of employers, too. That's something Jeff Johnson of Iowa Workforce Development says is markedly different from last year when the fair was canceled because of the slow economy.
If they didn't have any open jobs, I just didn't want them to come to collect resumes. I want them to actually have some openings to get our veterans and our non-vets hired. So this year, I was going to stop at 20 and make this a small event, and it's ballooned up to over 50 vendors here today.
Among those employers were Wells Fargo, Mediacom, and Bankers Trust. Most insisted they've done okay, even during the recession.
My name is Shauna Schroeder, and I'm with Permar Security Services. Yes, we are hiring a little bit more than we were last year at this time. So we're continuing to grow, and we're finding new opening opportunities for employees.
Some of the biggest growth right now is at staffing agencies who hire workers for short-term positions. Adam Luckeroth is vice president of sales for the recruitment media company JobDig, which publishes help-wanted newspapers for the upper Midwest. The company saw a big drop in ads starting in late 2008, but Luckeroth says the numbers are now improving, especially for temporary work.
Beyond just hard numbers, I would say there's a better feeling out there among employers that we talk to that things are increasing, things are, they have more jobs available. I think a lot of employers are going to staffing companies right now, still a little nervous about making permanent hires, but have work that needs to be done.
Nationwide, the number of temp jobs has grown by almost 500,000 over the past year. Corbin Kinney of Action Staffing Services in Des Moines says demand has been climbing slowly, most noticeably since late summer.
I mean, last year we were bringing in candidates, but we didn't have jobs. Now we're bringing in more jobs than we actually have candidates at this point. So,
among those looking into temp work was Manny Green, who's 36 and lives in Des Moines. She recently finished a nursing assistant degree and would prefer to work in a hospital, but says she'd consider taking whatever she can get at this point.
I've been looking for 4 or 5 months now. Yeah, it's been pretty long, and I'm a single mom, and I don't have time to wait. I need to get in.
An increase in the quantity of available jobs doesn't necessarily equal more quality, well-paying jobs. Mike Notdorf of Des Moines served 18 years in the Navy and now works in the aviation industry. He recently learned he'll be laid off just before Christmas. Notdorf says he'd like to find a middle management position, but he's trying to be realistic.
There's a lot of jobs out there. According to the boards, it's a matter of maintaining your level of income that you want to find. But actually keep off the streets. You might as well take anything.
Many economists are predicting better news for job seekers in the months ahead. Ernie Goss of Creighton University in Omaha studies the region's economy.
Businesses had gotten lean and mean, meaning they had really cut down on the number of workers they had on their staff. And, of course, that means higher productivity. But there's a limit to that. And I think a lot of employers now are looking out and they're seeing profit outlooks is getting much better. And they're prepared to hire again.
Many of those temporary jobs, Goss says, will eventually turn into permanent work if job seekers can hang on a little bit longer.